St. Agatha by Francisco de Zurbarán. The Musée Fabre's was a celebrated painting of St. Agatha, one of the highlights of the collection, has fascinated visitors ever since its acquisition by the city of Montpellier in 1852 at the auction of the collection of Maréchal Soult in Paris. The picture appears to have been taken from the convent of Merced Calzada in Seville, which was sacked during the French occupation of 1810. Agatha, a favourite saint of the Counter-Reformation, was greatly revered in Spain. A native of Catania in Sicily, she was a beautiful, wealthy girl who devoted herself to Christianity as a small child. Later, she resisted the advances of the pagan Roman prefect Quintianus and suffered appalling torture. Her breasts were supposedly crushed, then cut off, all the while continuing to proclaim her Christian faith. Of the many female saints depicted by Zurbarán, St. Agatha remains by far the most fascinating and mysterious. She stands with her body in a slightly curving pose, her face turned towards the viewer, presenting her macabre trophy on a platter in the manner of Herodias or Salome, both favourite subjects of painters inspired by Caravaggio. Agatha's gesture is both humble and gracious, and her gentle expression is tinged with melancholy. The strikingly abstract composition features a skillful play of rounded, curved forms. The use of chiaroscuro heightens the superb tactile modelling of the drapery in a bold, unusual range of colours, teal blue for the saint's bodice, amaranthine purple for her dress, red for her cloak, and luminous yellow for the sleeves, the citrine sleeves that famously delighted the French poet Paul Valéry. This stylized imaginative approach, combined with realistic color and striking details such as the milk-white breasts on their metal dish, contribute to the enduring obsessive fascination of this work, painted circa 1634, a truly iconic image from the golden age of the Spanish Baroque.